Well, Zach, I actually just finished crushing some chicken farm, and I am freaking ready to rock and roll.
You are Locked On Auburn, your daily podcast on the Auburn Tigers. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Yes, welcome on into Locked On Auburn, your daily Auburn Tigers podcast. I'm your host, Zach Blackerby, and it is a Charlie Tuesday.
Yes.
As message board legend Charlie 5 joins us. How are you, buddy?
Never gets old. Never gets old, Zach.
No, it never will get old, especially never. When we are broadcasting live yet again.
Yes.
From?
Baumhauer's.
Baumhauer's.
Victory. Baumhauer's Victory Grill.
That's it, yes.
In Auburn, yes. Alabama.
You're here like four nights a week. You should know that.
I got to remember
You should
that.
Know that.
Got to do better.
Shout out to Olivia, by the way.
She's been a big help.
I mean, she's been huge. Huge for the program. I don't think there's any question about it.
No doubt.
You hear that? Yep, she's pouring water.
Oh, yeah.
Making sure we're refreshed.
We're topped off.
Like brought a Coker a beer, so that's exciting.
Nice.
Yes.
Nice.
Yes. What are the specials for Mondays and Tuesdays, Charlie 5?
Cool, so we're recording this on Monday. It goes live on Tuesday, but Monday nights.
Yes, come hang with us. We get here around 6:30 or so.
Come hang out.
Yep.
Good conversation, good friendship.
Right.
But Monday nights you can get BOGO to go, coal fire pizza. So buy one, get one free to go.
Right.
Coal fire pizza. The only coal fire pizza I believe possibly on the planet.
On the planet.
Yeah. Definitely this side of the Mississippi, but I think possibly the planet.
That's what we're going with until proven otherwise. Yeah. So that's on Mondays and Tuesdays is kids night.
Yes. Night of the week.
Kids eat free. Best night of the week. Because we're here the best night of the week.
Yeah, we're here the best night.
Get out of here with any other night. So
kids eat free.
Kids eat free. And they got face painting and stuff too. So
face painting, balloon animals, balloon animal bonanza.
Right.
It's awesome.
It is awesome. You know what else is awesome?
What's that?
SEC Media Days, just a few weeks away.
It's right around the corner, Zach.
It's going to be here before you know it. And I love playing the game. Who's Auburn going to take other than Brian Harsin?
Right.
But, yeah, each school, of course, gets three players. I think two players are a lock. I think the third player is really kind of
up
where the conversation
where your locks.
Is. I think Bo Nix and Smoke Monday are locks.
It's pretty good.
Do you agree with that?
Yeah, probably so. I would definitely Bo. Smoke's probably he'd been talked about being the leader of the leader going in and whatnot on the defense and this, that, and the other. So those two are probably you're probably right. Those two are probably locks. Either Smoke or Zacoby. Zacoby could probably be
I think Zacoby's the third player.
He'll probably be the third player. I think so too. I would like to see somebody like Tony Fair.
Just come in.
Just come in one time.
He didn't even do spring, did he?
Just because he's a
he's
a big, massive human.
It's like, all right, he's also like 30. So he's,
he and
he's
I
cultured.
Graduated high school together. Not really. That's
same signing class as Kerryon Johnson. I still just can't wrap my head around how that's even possible. But here we are.
A journeyman college football player.
correct. We're going to see more and more of those as this game evolves, and I'm 100% okay with that. But that would be funny. I think I've kind of had this conversation around the office a good bit today, and a lot of people immediately say for the third one, because I'll say Bo and Smoke or locks, and then they'll say Roger McCreary. And I don't know. He's not the super outspoken guy.
Yeah.
Unless they want to, like, reward him for coming back, because I kind of thought he was going to leave and go to the draft. But I just don't see him being one of the three, and I really can't put my finger on it as to why.
Yeah, it's probably what you just spoke to. It's the charisma part of it. You just don't really – he's just sort of like a shut up and get it done. He's always seemed like that kind of guy.
Which is cool for a corner.
Not really showy. He's just always been, I'm just going to come to work, put my head down, and go to work. But you might want to bring probably your best pro prospect for next year's draft. That might be a guy that you would want to bring.
Yeah. Another interesting one, like Nick Broms.
Yeah.
Just because he's been at Auburn for forever. He has the experience.
You think he'll fly him to Birmingham from Auburn?
Yeah. There's no question.
Yeah.
There's no question.
He'll be the pilot.
Yeah. Save a lot of money. You don't have to pay a guy to fly you. No, just by nature of the position, the center position, you're going to be in somewhat of a leadership role. Maybe it's some kind of statement that Harsin can make in that regard. I don't think it'll be Brahms. I'm just kind of, throwing guys out there since the first two seem to be pretty clear to me.
Would you take Tank?
I think that's got to be something you think about. He's still just so young.
But
I
man,
think next year's the year you take Tank.
If it's just about, hey, we want to get – put your best – like they always say, the guys, you want to get off the bus first to make a statement.
Uh-huh.
Maybe you take Tank as your
Sawyer
third
Pate.
Guy. Sawyer Pate. Yeah. Definitely bus leader guy.
There you go.
But, you know, Tank would – he would make an impact. And he's also been very vocal. He's, a lot of these workout videos you watch, he's the one that's like bringing everybody together, breaking it down. So
right.
Tank would be a cool one from a – probably from a marketing standpoint.
Yeah. And, you know, that's going to be after July 1st, so that name, image, and likeness stuff is going to come into effect.
Ooh.
It's going to be fun to see who who's wearing branded masks and stuff. They're still wearing masks at that point up in Hoover and all of that.
Could that be our – that could be our first – that could be our first, like, real glimpse of how they take advantage of it.
I mean, that's worth a lot of money.
Well, if that's the case, I think you got to take Tank. You take Tank and show what a celebrity Auburn can make you. And then
have him branded up like a NASCAR driver.
Yes, patches everywhere.
Yeah.
On his suit, you got sleep, you know, everything.
Just tape like Yellowwood planks to
yellow
all
suits.
Their arms. Yes, absolutely. I think
cool.
Tank would look super good in a yellow suit.
Oh, yeah.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me right now?
It'd be beautiful.
I think the fun conversation to have with this is what happens if they don't take Bo Nix. I think that's what's fun.
I mean,
people will freak out.
Yeah, there would be a lot of people that freaked out, but there's probably going to be people that don't want Bo there.
Thank you, Olivia.
Thanks, Olivia.
Olivia just brought my wife's to-go order because she's a champion.
She's
Baumhauer's.
Just on top of things.
She is.
On top of things.
She's great.
Come to Baumhauer's, ask for Olivia.
Ask for Olivia. Dalton took care of us last
you
week.
You won't go thirsty.
Yes.
But anyway, talking about Bo, there was – I don't want to say it's like a 50-50 divide, but there is a – he is somewhat of a polarizing figure – For the small
oddly
amount of
so.
For the small amount of people that just are complete anti
right.
Bo. So I feel like you're gonna have the overwhelming majority that would be up in arms, and then that small minority that are very loud, they will rejoice for whatever reason.
If you're Harsin, can you tell the team that it's a quarterback competition this fall? After you take a quarterback that started 2 years to media days? Because I don't think you can. I don't think you could do that.
That's a great question.
And so then if it's like, if he really wants to play it up, as this fall it is an open competition between Finley and Nix.
That would be a way to signal it.
You don't take him to Hoover. And holy cow, wouldn't that be crazy? That is a national story if Bo Nix doesn't go to represent
Auburn.
Oh,
for sure. And I think you see things like, win total win, like the number, like when you can bet on win totals. And I think you probably see those things move because, oh, Auburn's got a quarterback controversy. They're not settled in on – that'll be exactly what – if Bo doesn't go, the national media will play it up as quarterback controversy. Brian doesn't believe in Bo Nix – or Harsin, Coach Harsin, sorry. Coach Harsin doesn't believe in Bo Nix. I do agree.
I forgot you got called out for calling him Brian. I forgot all about them.
Yeah. Butch, Bruce, Gus – but I'm going to call him Coach Harsin.
Yes, please do. I think, I mean, especially with all of the pomp and circumstance, it is media days now, and it's so much so that it's stupid and it's ridiculous, but whatever.
But we want it. We want it. It
no.
means more.
Yeah, no, I'll be up there all week.
It's the first day of football season, man. We got it.
It is. No, for sure, especially after last year. But I can just picture, you know, Feinbaum's big desk that's in front of everybody, and then, you know, there's a Sports Center booth, and, you know, there's the CBS and the Fox Sports booth. I mean, there's all these different rooms, and I can just picture everybody just freaking out, chomping at the bit on Auburn's day, which I believe is Thursday.
Yeah. They won't be able to wait to ask, you know, Coach Harsin, where's Bo Nix? Why isn't Bo Nix here? Do you feel
and
like
it'll be
not...
a storyline beforehand, like when Auburn announces and all
yeah,
that. But
yeah.
It's going to really come to play. But I think Bo goes. But I just don't think if you're Harsin, you can sell the whole it's an open quarterback competition if you take Bo Nix.
That's a fair point.
You're listening to Locked On Auburn. Today's show brought to you by Made In. Made In sent us a stainless steel skillet.
Nice.
To cook with. I've been cooking more. I've been trying to drop some weight. I've picked up the Weight Watchers, and so I'm cooking a lot more. And Made In has made it so much easier. They produce so much high-quality equipment that you can use in your kitchen. They sent a lot of hosts a knife set.
Nice.
Yes. Yeah. No. Made,
chopping it up.
Chop it up with Made In. They produce professional quality cookware knives for those who love to cook. So right now, Made In is offering our listeners 15% off your first order with promo code Locked On. Easy enough there. It's the best discount available anywhere online for Made In products. Go to madeincookware.com/lockedon. Use promo code Locked On for 15% off your first order. madeincookware.com/lockedon. Use promo code Locked On. All right, Charlie Five. We were talking about some interesting things in regards to an either or, I guess, which is more likely.
Right.
Former Inter Jaws brought this up, actually.
It was a good one.
And so what did we decide with? He said what's more likely, Auburn goes 6-6 or
plays for the SEC championship,
yeah,
or something like that.
Yeah. But I didn't like that one. So what do you think is more likely? Auburn wins 5 games in 2021 or Auburn wins 10 games in 2021? And I'll even count a bowl game in this conversation. Because if they only win 5 games, they are probably not going to a bowl. So
gotcha. So to get to 10 wins in a bowl game, that means you would have to win, if you counted the 10th win as the bowl game, okay, that means you went 9-4.
9-3,
no, then you get a bowl game in the regular season, and you get to 10 wins in the bowl game. So that means there's, we talked about it, there's three basically gimme games, and then you have 9 games that actually matter. So I think that it's more likely that you win 6 of those than lose 7 of those. When you look at the schedule and we get both of the Mississippi schools at home. Arkansas is what it is. That game will definitely be tougher. Texas A&M, you got to go there. That's a tough game. We don't think that – I mean, I've heard you even say that for whatever reason, and I feel crazy confident about it too, about going to LSU this year. I just think there's a more likelihood that we would, of those 9, like – actual meaningful games versus losing 7 of those.
Yeah, I think it's more likely that Auburn gets 5 wins than 10. Now, that doesn't mean I think Auburn's going to stink next year, but I think 5 wins is more likely than them getting 10. And my thought process there is, like, I mean, so many things could happen where, you know, this team would just get thrown off the rails from a confidence standpoint. Okay. I mean, if they lose on the road to Penn State and lose at LSU – then all of a sudden you go to Georgia and it's like, okay, you've lost your 3 tough games so far and you're just in a hole. And mentally, like, you know, how do you respond from that? Also, like, what happens to Bo Nix? Is Finley ready day one if Bo Nix goes down? Like, I don't think so. I have no idea, but I don't think so. Right. It's like, I just think there's different scenarios that could happen that I could see Auburn only winning 5 games. Now, I do not think that will happen, but I do think that's more likely than them winning 10 games. For them to win 10 games, I think they have to – they obviously have to win at Penn State. They obviously have to win at LSU, which I see both of those things as realistic things. Both of those things could happen.
Sure.
I don't see any scenario where Auburn beats Georgia at home.
Okay.
A&M's a toss-up game. I don't think Auburn wins that game, but they could. They're not going to win against Alabama, I don't think. I just don't see that. And then, I mean, just with everything else that's happening in regards to the Mississippi schools, I mean, Ole Miss is a team that a lot of people are concerned about. Arkansas has been picked as this kind of trap game for the Tigers.
Sure.
I just see one of those things happening, one of those things coming up as an obstacle, or I just don't really see that as being a thing that can happen.
What do you think the record would be if you had to guess right now?
I think Auburn's 8-4 or 7-5.
Which one?
I'll say 7-5.
So you get closer to the 5-7. So what I was going to say is I kind of feel like 8-4 is probably like a sweet spot where I think Auburn will probably be.
I think the A&M game is the difference between 7-5 and 8-4. I think that decides it.
Okay. That's fair.
Or if they go up and beat Penn State, all of a sudden it's totally different. It's totally different in my opinion.
Yeah. If you could somehow have Georgia at home 5-0, I think the sky's kind of the limit. from there. So I think we're gonna. I think 8-4 is kind of what we're looking at this year, probably, and that's closer to 10 than 5. So that's why I went with. That's another reason why I went with 10 wins versus 5.
Yeah, yeah.
As a more likely scenario.
Right. I see the path to 9 being very realistic. And I guess if we're counting a bowl game, then it's just a toss-up based on who you get and how the team shows up and all that. But Auburn has not fared well in bowl games,
right,
for the most part. But that may be a Malzahn thing versus Harsin thing.
Who always got fired up for bowl games? It's Brian Harsin in Boise State.
But it's just a totally different thing. Boise going into a bowl game versus Auburn.
It's all about culture and all about the mindset.
You're right. Absolutely right.
And that is something that he put emphasis on, whether or not it was make a statement against a bigger school or you have your shot playing one of the big boys. It's still that mindset of going out and putting a premium on winning those games. And I think I don't see that changing just because you're now one of the big boys.
You have to pitch something different.
Sure.
Because if Boise played,
how about this? You suck in bowl games. Let's not do that. Let's do the opposite of that.
Do you think that culture will be in place by this offseason when it's ready for a bowl season?
I think that it could be.
I think eventually that could happen.
Sure. Yeah.
I don't know if that happens year one or not.
With the way things are going and, you know, letting some of the players go that, you know, may or may not have been bad eggs and the workouts changing and the things you're hearing about, right, players buying in for that, it may not be all the way there, but I think by the time
– it's going to get closer.
It gets closer, I think.
Yeah.
It's going to be heading in the right direction big time.
And I want to just say this before we wrap up this topic. I'm not, like, super down on this Auburn team.
No, no.
I just think, you know, we're asking which one do we think is more likely.
Right. You're not saying Auburn's going to win 5 games. You're just saying that you think we're a 7-5 football team with a couple of toss-ups that could go – there's a more likely chance that it could go to the 5. And I think we're an 8-4 team with a couple of toss-ups that could go the other way.
Yeah, I mean, and I think the toss-ups are clear. I think it's Penn State, LSU, A&M, Ole Miss.
And I'm a doom and gloom by nature, and I can't believe I took the boog side.
No, I'm glad.
I'm booging hard right now.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I just can't give up on my team.
Built Bar is the best-tasting protein bar ever. I actually went home. I showed up at my guess what was at my door?
What's that?
A box of Built Bars.
Oh boy.
Yep. Ordered some salted caramel Built Bars. All Built Bars are very high in protein, very low in calories, very low in sugar, very low in net carbs, which is great. Which is great because it looks and tastes like a candy bar, and you don't have to feel guilty when you eat these things. So go to builtbar.com. Use promo code LOCKED15, and you can get 15% off your next order. Use promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off. That is at builtbar.com. All right, so a few things that we wanted to wrap up today's show with. Auburn basketball, they lost a commitment from 2022 center Sage Tolentino. He was the number one player in Hawaii, and he was wanted by a lot of really, really high-profile basketball schools, including Kansas, seven-footer, but he is no longer a part of Auburn's class for 2022.
I'm not big on geography, but from Hawaii to Auburn's quite a distance.
Hawaii to anywhere outside of Hawaii is quite a distance.
Right, but I could take this one or two ways. You know, he was kind of – it seemed like the different camps and the AAU circuits that he's going to, he was getting a lot of good reviews. But that possibly worked against Auburn, I think, because he would come in this next season and you're going to have – I don't know that Kessler's a one-and-done guy. I think Kessler's probably going to have to play at a high level for at least 2 years to show that he's super versatile, unless he just has a – unbelievable year this year, and then you still have DC, Dylan Cardwell.
You got Stretch Akinbolt. Yeah, like let's assume Jabari and Kessler both go. I agree with you. I think Kessler plays for 2 seasons and then leaves, but let's just assume they both go. You still have Stretch. You still have Dylan Cardwell. You still have Jalen Yeah.
Yeah, you still have Jalen.
Yeah, you still have Jalen. And so,
assuming he doesn't go pro either.
Right, which I don't think he will. But no. So it's like you've got a lot of dudes that you've got to keep happy at that point.
And not only that.
Is Chris Moore still around? Right. You know what I mean?
And not only that, there were some pretty, pretty high-profile guys, high-profile big guys that either have already visited or are on schedule to visit
right.
that will be in that 2022 class. Not saying he got processed, but it could have been somewhat of like a mutual split, I would guess.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. In basketball, when things happen like this, we are all like, you know, we believe Bruce is in control. He's got a plan, uh-huh. this, that, and the other. But when it would happen in football, we would lose our freaking minds.
Right.
Every single time.
Do you want to vent about the fan base for a second?
And we're doing it right now.
Tell us about it.
So there's a kid named Camden Brown from St. Thomas Aquinas, big school.
Right.
Puts out a lot of players. He comes to a camp. He doesn't have a lot of offers. And he shows out. He was like MVP of the camp.
Uh-huh.
And Auburn offers him.
Makes sense.
And
that happens all the time, sure.
Auburn becomes leader. So all of a sudden, though, I think today we decide that we're no longer going to pursue this kid. That canceled an official visit, things like that. He's just not going to be on our board anymore. And the fan base, at least from the message board perspective, is like, you know, you're kind of like waiting for commits. You know, the new staff, you're not getting, you don't feel like you're picking up any momentum really from commitments and things like that. And this kid was about to commit and now you're not talking to him anymore. What's going on? They can't perform at this level. They can't recruit with the big boys. And it's like, guys, let's look at this from a logical perspective.
You had no idea who this guy was a week ago.
We had no idea. There were some people complaining, oh, why are we offering a no star? This is funny too. So Rivals, there's a joke that on the bunker.
I love this.
When the kids are unranked, you know, the way that their little profile picture works, you have five blank stars and then they fill in the stars for how many stars they are.
Yeah, so if you're a four star, four of them will be yellow or gold, and then that last right. one will be like gray.
Platinum.
Platinum.
So if you're unranked, you just have five blank stars. So we've coined that term platinum five stars.
That's objectively funny. I love that.
So he was a platinum five star when we first offered him. A lot right. of people were upset about it. And then he becomes like the center point of this class that we couldn't get, you know, we can't get rid of. And it's like, I just don't feel like a kid that comes in and performs that our coaches like, that really not a lot of other teams are hard after. It's a guy that we kind of like went out on a limb to go offer. All of a sudden, we don't offer. There's something there.
I wonder what happened.
That we're not privy to. If I had to guess, this is a complete guess, but I would say it's either discipline or grades.
Yeah.
It's got to be.
Right. Right. And I would guess it's grades. It's like, okay, you got to do too much to get this guy on. You know what I mean?
Right. Right.
Which is fine. I mean, I don't think you should offer on the spot that if there's a chance of that. Like,
you maybe do a little bit of background.
Right. So like, I don't love that the staff did that, but I mean, they're doing what they think is the best to build a class. So,
and there could be better. There could be bigger targets that are
no doubt
that are lined up. Like, you know, you got Darius Clemens. That's a big receiver out of Portland, Oregon, who is ready to get the heck out of Portland, Oregon.
Clearly,
so I mean, he may be somebody that's kind of in the bag. I mean, there's a thousand things, but all of a sudden, like a kid that we didn't really know a whole lot about, now all of a sudden has become a focal point of the recruiting class that we're going to lose, and it's just annoying.
Right. Also, if you're a kid that gets offered on the spot by a school that's way better than the other schools that you're offered, and you know that school is a leader,
immediately.
Why don't you commit
you
right
commit
away?
Immediately. That's another red flag. Like,
why wouldn't he do that? Like, why did he not do that?
And what if that's a reason? I mean, a lot of people said on his official visit this weekend he would commit, but how do we know? Like, maybe he's playing a game and we got tired of playing a game. It's like, look,
that's part of it too.
We're here. We were the first ones. We stuck our neck out for you.
Remember that? Was it John Marsh, that linebacker?
Josh
Marsh.
Yeah,
he like ran like a 4.2 or something, and they're like, "Yeah, we want you." And he's like, "Okay, then I'm gonna commit."
And they're like, "Oh man,"
it's like, "Oh, Maybe we should have thought that through. We got really hyped up about like how athletic he was. Yeah. And then he never played. I think he transferred, didn't
he?
He's gone, right?
Northern Arizona or something?
So, like? I don't know. But it's just like – but that's how you do it, though, because like Auburn was by far the best offer that he got.
For sure, man. And then – and like that's how the big boys play the game.
Yeah.
So do you – is that what you want to be? Or do you want to be – you just want to placate and pretend that we are just so up in arms about this kid that nobody knew about 2 weeks ago?
Right. Yeah, so, like, both sides are kind of interesting in that situation. Sure. But, yeah,
it's
cool.
It's fun, though.
James Coker has been hanging out with us.
Shout out to James.
James, who do you think Auburn's three players will be at Media Days as we move the mic over? Pardon the sounds.
Bo Nix, I think you were, I don't think Bo Nix does it.
You don't think he goes up there?
No, because I honestly think that – I mean, I've heard TJ Finley say he didn't come to Auburn to play backup.
Right.
So I feel like that's a mindset that he doesn't want to back up.
All right. So who pick your three?
Oh,
I'd probably
Zakobi McClain.
Okay.
And
You gotta have an offensive.
I want to say Tank because I'm Tank for Heisman. So
yeah, I think if Bo doesn't go, then it is Tank.
Yeah,
yeah, I agree with that. Mm-hmm. I agree with that.
I mean, we could go out of left field and bring Newton's brother,
Caleb. Cam
Newton's
nice. Brother. Yeah. What did you order from Baumhauer's? What you got looked delicious.
Oh, it was the gooey chicken finger bowl.
Yeah, and it was just like it was delicious. Chicken on top of like French fries and cheese and stuff
man,
like that.
I haven't eaten all day. It was beautiful.
No, it looked good.
It was delicious going in, and yeah, we're gonna end it there.
Sweet. Well, thank you so much for hanging out with us here at Baumhauer's. Yeah, like Charlie Five and I were saying, every single week. Every Monday at 6:30 we eat here
on the patio,
and Monday's a huge day because it's BOGO to go.
BOGO to go.
Buy one pizza to go, get one free, medium or large.
Right.
And then Tuesday,
kids eat free,
which is huge.
It's gigantic.
That's a big deal. That's a big deal.
It's wild. It's fun. It's crazy.
Right.
I'm here every Tuesday.
Where can people find you, buddy?
You can find me on Twitter at @_Charlie_5, AuburnSports.com, The Bunker, Auburn247 Sports, Body Get Aboard, or on Tuesdays and Thursdays, The Dad Bod Golf Pod.
Let's go. That's available wherever you get your podcast. Follow me on Twitter at @ZBlackerby, the show on Twitter at @LockedOnAuburn, and on Instagram at @AuburnPodcast. Thank you so much to Baumhauer's for hosting us here right off the Bent Creek exit. We'll be back next Monday night and next Tuesday pod. This has been Locked On Auburn.